And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. I want to thank WQRT 1160 AM out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you for being a part of our show. And Anastasia Ashley, pro surfer, and she is now a part of 2014 Sports Illustrated, and she looks amazing. If you want to check that out, you can go to our Facebook page at All Action Sports Radio. She joins the likes of Stephanie Gilmore and Maya Gabera, two other pro female surfers who have graced the insides of Sports Illustrated. I mean, she looks amazing. Don't take my word for it. Just go check it out on our Facebook page. All right, this is one of my favorite segments of the show, talking with SBC Skier Magazine editor Jeff Schmuck. Jeff, how you doing, my man?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I am good, man. I'm just full of Olympic glory. We had Kelly Clark on a little bit earlier in our show, and now we're cruising right into free skiing and talking about slopestyle, halfpipe, and you know, David Wise doing it and doing it and doing it again. You called it.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely the one to beat in halfpipe going into that event. It was you know, a bit of a disappointing event in some respects because of the weather. Obviously, it was raining during the day and then hail and then snowing. And disappointing in the sense that we didn't really get to see any of those guys bring their A-plus game. But, you know, they definitely braved and battled through the elements and still put on a fantastic show for the whole world to see. And, you know, Dave shows consistency counts in picking up the gold medal. My boy Mike Riddle bringing home the silver medal to Canada here. And then Kevin Roland picking up the bronze for France. So it was cool to see an international field stand on the podium.
And you know what? David Wise did say that he had a couple of tricks that he wanted to pull, but the conditions, you know, didn't warrant it. So I guess everybody played it safe and did the run that they thought they can stick the most. And even then, you know, David Wise was hanging on one run to get the gold.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that was kind of his B-level run. We didn't see the switch double like we saw at X Games, and I know he's got a couple other things up his sleeve that he was hoping to unveil at the Olympic Games, but Mike Riddle really putting it down with the left and right side double cork 12s, but also not doing his switch double at the bottom. So, you know, it was just kind of with the elements, all the snow, the pipe being a bit lackluster compared to the one we saw at X Games, it was, you know, everybody's kind of just took her down a notch, but still made a count.
And how surprised were you that Mike Riddle took second?
Not really. I mean, I think Mike's been due for it for a bit, and you know, he was super, super close to the podium there at X Games in fourth, so, you know, to see him come out and grab that silver medal wasn't too much of a surprise. Once finals had started, I think, you know, Tornier or Wallace, unfortunately not making finals, played a big part in that. Lyman Currier, unfortunately, going down with a knee injury as well, so we didn't see as many of the heavy hitters in finals in years past, but couldn't happen to a nicer guy with Mike, and, you know, he's had a long and storied career, and this is a great way to cap off his winter.
And couldn't happen to a nicer guy, huh, David?
David and Mike, they're both exceptionally nice guys.
And the thing about David, you know, he had his daughter's the picture of his daughter was on the placards, and they were waving him around. And it had to be such a wonderful moment for him, you know, to be up there to finally accomplish the first person in history to score gold in the half pipe.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's well-deserved. You know, he's done a lot for the sport of half-pipe skiing over the past couple of years, so to see him walk away with the gold was it was a treat to watch.
And, you know, he said something, I read a quote, and I'll read it for our listeners. He said, you represent everyone who believed in you along the way, teachers, trainers, coaches, sponsors. Everyone who thought you had a chance of being great at something is in that half-pipe with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, the Olympics are the pinnacle of athletic achievement, but in many ways it's not an individualistic sport. There's so many people that come together to help these athletes, you know, get to that level, get to that point, get to that event, and then ultimately win. So, you know, very nice to hear Dave say that, because I think he hit the nail on the head there.
Absolutely. And, you know, and when I read it, I it just made me, because he's been on our show a couple of times, it just really solidified, you know, who he is in the world of half-pipe skiing and what kind of person he really is. Hang around, Jeff. We are going to come back after this break. We want to talk to you more about Sochi X Games and going forward with free skiing.